let's find out together on Talent to Stanya.
Pleasant good morning or good afternoon. Sorry, it's 1:04. It's afternoon. Listen, I couldn't tell that it was, I say after 4, eh? Lord, I gotta get it together. Well, you know, tomorrow is my birthday, so I'm gonna be, oh, yes, old. So, getting up there in age. But I think I was thinking that it was later than it was because on the way here, I stopped at a Chinese restaurant, a little Chinese spot to grab something to eat. And as I was sitting there, 11 people outside of myself was there. And 11 of those, no, I lie, 10 of the 11. So let me just throw myself in there. 12. Okay, so it'll be 12. Only two persons did not purchase an alcoholic beverage. Before 1 o'clock and be drinking rum already? Oh, man. And let me tell you something. It was people I talking about. From the grandmothers, the old, the young, the Jamaican, the this. We drinking rum early in the morning like this. I mean, it ain't early, but before 1 o'clock, the only thing... Let me stay focused. Anyhow. Hi, welcome to Tell It to Stanya. This is Stanya. I'm she and she is me. So today, we are talking about what's on... Ooh. We're talking about, I'm trying to get my Zoom person together. They're saying that the password is incorrect. Okay. Yeah, so today we're talking about what's on your mind. That was on my mind. That's why I started with that. What is on your mind? What is bothering you today? So, of course, I am going to be 100 years old tomorrow. So I got a whole lot of things on my mind. Anywhere from... Well, where my husband is, and I could be 100 years old. To, Lord of mercy, just a birthday without my mommy. To, oh my gracious, I have not done the things that I want to do, supposed to do. I reach where I say it's supposed to be at this 100 age. All kind of things on my mind. Now, the name of this show, of course, is Tell It to Stanley. So people always telling me stuff. Or my daughter like to say, Mommy, you's the only person who's asked people all their business. Well, I'm a life coach. I have to. Hello, somebody. So I want you to share what's on your mind. I'm going to share what's on some people's mind. And as we go along. And the text lines. And I would love for you to be a part of this conversation. The text line is 422-4796. As a matter of fact, there's the phone. That's 422-4796. What is on your mind? What is bothering you? What is taking up space in your mind, body and soul? What is really getting on your nerves, or what is it that you need to resolve? Come on now. This is Tell It to Stanya after all. Hello, somebody. You can also be a part of the conversation because someone messaged me and said, oh, you say the telephone lines too. You're supposed to say it right away so people could call. Okay, here we go. 323-6232. What is on your mind today? So let's go ahead and share some of the things that's on your mind. As I look in my cell phone and look at my daughter, my younger daughter, this is what on her mind. She said, Mommy, you ain't put your money on yet. Boy, I tell you. My Zoom guest is still saying that she needs a password. Or a passcode. Okay. All right, here we go. Getting it together, guess. So let me send it right now. Send it to you right now. Okay. All right. Okay, guess. If you're listening, I just sent you another link. So let's see what happens. All right. So we're talking about what is on your mind. So one of the things that someone said was on their mind was that over $10,000 that they said Bahamians need to have to run a household, pretty much. I don't even know if I want to touch that because we know that the majority of persons are clearly not making $10,000 Listen, people still with minimum wages. 260? 250? So 250 times 4. How much that is? 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10. So that's pretty much $1,000, right? If it's 250. $1,000 per month, 12 months. That's $12,000. So there's a whole heap of people who are far, far, far beneath or below where it is that they said that, you know, it takes to run a household. Okay, my guest says she's in the waiting room, so you can let her in. So that's what's on the person's mind who just told me about it. All right, so they say it's 260. Okay, thank you for the correction. I really should know this, but either way, that's still, that's less than $1,500 a month. I mean, and come on now, we already know most people are definitely not making it. And the only thing that seems to be increasing, taxes, bills, all this stuff. And I really don't even want to have that conversation with y'all, to tell you the truth, because we ain't ready really to do what it takes to turn the country around. We're not ready. We say that we're ready, but we are not ready to do what needs to be done. We keep doing the same thing again and again, yet we expect something to change. I want to talk about that because I don't want to get, for me to talk about that, we're going to segue into politics. And I already said, I don't want to talk about politics until it is tiny, because y'all are scared mad and y'all are not ready to do the things that need to be done. Okay, good. That's just one little thing. I mean, listen, we could start from BPL. We could start from electricity. All this sun, all this water we got, and y'all trying to tell me, I mean, all these things that we could do. Iceland use ice for electricity, the energy. They don't pay no light bill, but we're not ready. Or the people who are in power are not going to do what it takes, because if they do what really, if they had people's heart in their heart, then they would do it. You see, nothing hard to do. But they won't, because it's money making. And then we keep voting the people right back, either or. But we could change it. We don't have to. But anyway, that's it. That's all I touch in as it pertains to that. Okay, I see somebody's messaging me. I'm so scared. What you talking about? Come on now. What are you talking about? Come on now with what? That's the message I get. Stanya, come on now. Come on now with what? What you want me say and do? What you want me do? Anyhow, y'all could text me what's on your mind, heart and soul, what bothering you, what taking up space. 422-472-4796. Send me a message. What is on your mind? What is taking up space in your mind today? All right, I have someone who messaged and said, let me see what's on their mind. Let me see what they say now. Oh, how to hold on and let go of my kids as they grow up. How to hold on and let go of my kids as they grow up. All right. You know, I was at a speaking engagement yesterday. And there were some little people in there, and we had a good little talk, and it would have really been nice if the parents were there. As parents, we are here to guide our children and show them the way. As a matter of fact, as our children grow, we must grow. We cannot hold on to our children. If we hold on to our children, we are actually doing more damage than good. It is our job as parents to prepare them for the world. And in preparing them for the world, you got to let them have some little freedom and make some decisions on their own. You cannot treat a 12-year-old like a 6-year-old. You cannot treat a 20-something-year-old or a 30-year-old as though they are children. So as your children grow, you too must grow, and you must let them go. All right. Okay, what does come on now? This must he doing, Stanley Day? Hold on. Okay, this is the person who says, Stanley, come on now. We want first world stats, but that comes with a price. Yes, I know. Everything comes with a price. What's the price the government could pay, and what's the price we could pay? Does it feel like we've been paying the price straight through? I just saying. And I say, I ain't touching this no more. Listen, let me go on. Where's my guest? Is my guest on board. Hi, guest. Hello. Brittany, where my guest? Hello, guest. Where is my guest?
Right here.
Oh, hi. Oh, there you are.
I'm right here.
Okay, yeah, I thought you was a little lost there. Okay.
No, I mean, you were so full into your rant, I was like, okay, let me settle myself till she gets to me.
Oh, I was on the soapbox, eh?
Also, yeah.
Listen, see, and I already 15 minutes in. Dwight, I need an hour and a half. This little hour is not going to work. This just saying away, this is too short. Anyhow, this is Simone Bo, and Simone is a life coach as well. She's the Limitless Life Coach. So, I mean, hi, Simone.
Hi, Daniel.
Well, let me tell you, Simone is a setup boy. I ain't even going to tell you what Simone told me that yesterday. But anyhow, but everything worked out.
I do nothing bad.
You know, when people, when they tell you, yeah, you could you go do this thing for me? And then when you show up, it's something totally different from what it was supposed to be. But anyhow, but it worked out and I loved it. So I can't say anything.
You were inspired.
Yes,
you?
I was inspired. So, Simone, what's on your mind today?
Oh, Lord.
And y'all could join the conversation now. I only want to talk me in Simone business. What's your business? That's 323-6232. 323-6232. Also, you can text at 422-4796. What is on your mind today, Simone?
I want to talk about why we make choices that take us away from our peace and joy and happiness. Like, it's almost like you're in a pattern of making choices that's not for your best interests.
Hold on. Brittany, play that voice note, the first voice note that I sent you. Because this kind of, I think this along the lines of what you kind of touching on. So could you please play that and I'll respond?
This is actually funny because I was talking about this for a while. But there's a couple things, actually. One is people taking advantage of, like, me, both me and my sister. My sister, because she appeared to be younger. And then people taking advantage of me because I'm just generally, like, nice. So I feel as though people is got that kind of twisted and mix up and try to use that as much as they could.
No, turn that off, Brittany. Yes, okay. Brittany, no, not that second one. And that voice ain't changed yet. You trying to out people, eh? Okay, Simone, you heard what the lady said?
Yes, totally resonate with that.
Okay, so, you know, pretty much she was saying that people take advantage of her niceness.
Yes.
But you know where we say nice guys?
Last.
Let me tell you also, I was watching, what's the lady's name? I've definitely read her books. Cindy Trim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she was on this show, so I'm watching Cindy Trim, and they're asking her these questions, and you know, she's talking, and I was like, oh my God, Cindy Trim is a beast.
She really is.
And I'm using, it's another B word I didn't want to say. I was like, oh my God, this woman don't play. Yeah, at sure. all. And then I was like, oh, this is me, and this is this. And then I remember, but look where Cindy Trim is.
Okay.
Look where Cindy Trim is. Nice people. I don't want to say, yes, you do finish last, but at some point you have to learn how to say no.
Yeah, I saw something somewhere, I think a meme or something that says that, something about the difference between being a good person mm-hmm. and a kind person. And I think that is where this is, right? Like, you, just because you're a good person doesn't mean that you could be taken, your kindness can be taken advantage of.
Right.
And I think sometimes people do that and then they play this guilt trip on you. Like, well, you know, it's happening to me a lot. Like, especially when you set boundaries or you stand up for yourself or
right.
Sometimes it's only you're asking for what you want or you're asking questions.
But you know,
like people come at you. Then when you kind of respond and say, no, hey, now hold on. Then they're like, but I thought you were a coach.
I was just about to say that.
I see you posting online and you posting this and you posting that. So what does that mean then? That I just should be run over?
Yes.
By a car?
Yes. Oh, you know, well, I mean, you're supposed to be giving people advice or coaching them. Listen, this is a business I'm running. This is a business. But yes, I get that a lot. Like you said, in the personal life, if I say something or do something, the first thing they say is, but yeah, but you know, you're supposed to be a life coach. I would think that you would allow. Man, yep. Listen, somebody tell me one time, man, take your feelings and throw it on the back of the truck.
Okay.
So when it comes to that, yeah, same advice. But it comes a time when you have to really stand your ground. And it's important for us to not look at it as being selfish, because I think we don't want to be that person.
No.
You know what I mean? But we have to look at it as being selfish. You know what I mean? You have to be selfish and you have to take care of yourself. Because the person who is saying these things, they're looking out for themselves. They're being selfish and selfish.
That's right.
So we have to really, really think. Or another gentleman I remember, he told me, he said, listen, Stania, stop making your... I didn't like that either. But it's the truth. If some people will literally dump on you every single day. Every day.
It's so true.
Okay, what is on this person's mind? Okay, so someone said, being the best I can be in my middle-aged man. What do you think about that, Simone?
I can connect with that as well. I was having a conversation with someone in that same vein.
Mm-hmm. And this person is 40-something.
Yeah.
I think.
So I was having this conversation with, we're both the same age, right?
Mm-hmm.
50-something.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to this place where you feel like it's almost like the reality of your mortality begins to set in, and then you recognize, okay, I only have maybe a few more years where I really, really want to work hard.
Right.
But I see where I am in a place of achievement, you know, like the certain things that society says that you should have at a certain age, and I don't have those things. And it puts you in this funk.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, you know, what am I doing with my life?
Right.
Does my life even matter? You know?
Yes. But I think that's the person who sent the voice note. She's somebody in her 20s and she's having those thoughts.
Wow.
Yeah, she's in her 20s and she's actually doing very well. She's doing good. Her and her sister, they're amazing. But I think it's human nature for us to be self-aware in that way, or, you know, in that vein, for us to always want to be better. At least that's for persons who strive for that. Now, of course, I think it could get to a point where it could almost be like a black hole.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, when is enough enough? Like, when
yes.
When do you feel satisfied?
Yes.
You know, that you're okay? Because when I think about it, sometimes when I listen to my bio being read, you know, when you I'm out to speak or something, and I listen to my bio, I'm like, boy, this bio really sounds like
it's so good.
Inside, I feel like, boy, I really ain't scratched the surface of...
Yes.
Potential, you know, that kind of way.
But do we ever reach like our fullest potential?
I don't think so. Because I think that's the way we've been divinely created.
Right.
I mean, we just have so much capacity, you know. So when I think of someone, even when I think about this all the time, like with the late Dr. Miles Monroe,
mm-hmm.
you know, he had a huge vision.
Right.
For his life and for his work and for his ministry. And, you know, we all mourned his passing. Boy, you know, he mm-hmm. still had so much more to give.
Right, right, right.
You know, I don't think you ever deplete, because it's a divine capacity that we have.
It is, yeah. And that's why I say that. I think it just, you have to reach that stage where, okay, like, are you proud of what you have accomplished? Are you at least... did the things that you do or did they bring you joy?
Was there any, you know, fulfillment in what you did? Did it help other people? Like, are you really proud of what you have done? And sometimes you have to be even take it like small drops. Let's say, you know, someone who worked at a fast food place, they may think that, man, you know, I didn't do a lot, but you did. You provided food. You fed people who didn't have a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to also look at the small things that you've done and really say that, you know what, I'm doing a good job. I could do more, yeah, sure, but I am doing a good job. Yeah. And I think that's important for us.
Yeah, I think we have to be kinder to ourselves. And a lot of times when I share too, you know, in training sessions and whatnot, it's getting people to really see, well, to define the picture of success.
Yes.
You know, I think that that's another trap that we get caught up in, is like we are looking at these people on social media, we look at people on these reality shows and everything, and we're like, this is the life I want. But what is the life you really want? What is the life that fits you?
And then the thing of, and I know you know this too, Simone, a lot of times, you know, we live in this age with social media, and we see people who live in their best life, right? Or what we believe.
Well, so it seems.
Right. And that's not true. I mean, okay, yeah. I'm a coach, and I see people all the time. I remember one client, she said, boy, Stanley, look at my Facebook page. So I'm looking at her and her husband. And she said, you see right here where my husband telling me how much he loved me, and I right here talking about how much I love him. So she said, I same that I throw hot something on that. I'm saying what it is, because you all might know the people. Hot something or another. at him, and I get locked up that night. I say, well. But if you look at the page says something, it tells a different story. So you have to be careful. You know, sometimes we say, oh, well, we want our marriage to be like this person or this relationship to be like this person.
You don't know what's going on with people.
You don't. And you have to really, you have to also be happy or be content with what it is that you do have. As a single person, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, well, right, well, where the fella? Because I tell you all, I was thinking about that. And then I'm thinking, I'm like, wait, hold on. There's a lot of married women who come to me, a lot of people who are in relationships. What is it that I have that they don't have? And that's one of them is the freedom to totally be me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the freedom to totally be me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you know,
so
the old saying, they say loose goat don't know how tie goat feel. And so when you're single and you look at people who are married, you're looking at certain things that you feel you are missing from your life, not recognizing that you have so much in your life that sometimes the tiger looking at you like, boy, I wish I could have just pick up and go. I wish I could have just traveled. I wish I could have just, you know, whatever it is that they're looking at single people doing.
Exactly.
You know, or people with or without children. A lot of times it's always this longing. And I think, again, it goes back to what you said about being satisfied with where you are.
Yeah. And running your own race. Yes.
Right. Run your own race. Stay in your own lane.
So what's on your mind? Another text that says, what is on their mind? Body insecurities, basically.
Shut up.
Body insecurities, basically.
Yeah.
Now, Simone. Now, you know, we are both voluptuous women.
Years.
And honestly, today, this week, let me share this. This week, I was with this gentleman. And so, you know, I like to talk about, I say, right, you know, he's 6'13", which I am not 6'13", clearly. But, you know, I do.
6 foot something, though.
I am 5'11½". Thank you.
Really? But then you like to wear heels, so that still has put you up to probably about 6 feet.
But 6'4". Okay, hello. So the guy said, he said, you have insecurities with your height? So I was like, no. So I said, why are you asking? He said, because you mentioned that several times. So I was like, oh, okay. So I had to, you know, think about it. I was like, wait, hold on. Do I feel a way about my height? And then I was like, no, I kind of like my height. Now, at one point, I did have issues in the past, and also even with my weight, where I would think that, okay, because this happened, You know, because this happened, it's because of my body or this relationship or you know what I'm talking about, Simone.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And I had to kind of conquer this. So I'm going to just share this with the person who messaged me. And by the way, I am sure that this person who messaged, I am feeling like there's nothing wrong with her body.
More than likely not.
Right. I am feeling that she's probably shapely. I am feeling
sometimes people who aren't as shapely have those insecurities. Is it like, why? You know, I wish I had, was more busty, or I wish I had a bigger butt, you know? So sometimes those come out as insecurities as well.
And as a matter of fact, this person, she probably does not know is what really makes her beautiful is not what people can actually see physically. And so, but let's talk a little bit about where do these insecurities come from? I'll touch on this a little. I know for me, listen, now I love my daddy. I love my father. As a matter of fact, me and my daddy going out tomorrow on my birthday. Boo, 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 boo. Yes. But my dad as a child would say things. And even now, like, you know, the other day he went away. So I say, Daddy, how was your trip? My Stanley, listen, I was so scared all these women come on this plane and I thought the plane was going to crash, all these big women. I say, Daddy, stop.
Oh, Lord.
Daddy, yes. I say, Daddy, you need to stop. You really need to stop. This is why you're cheering chunky right now. Stop it. But constantly hearing these things contributed to me feeling as though I'm too much. I don't look the part. I'm not good enough. People don't want me. All these things. And we have to be careful as parents, as people, we have to be careful about these things that we take in, because then we start to shrink.
Yep.
We start to hide.
We don't realize it. And I think it's cultural. It's the way the things that we say culturally, and we think it's appropriate, and it's really, really not. Like, I always tell people that I felt more sexually harassed by women just making certain comments about my body parts more than men would.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, you know, sometimes men, the way they look at you or whatever on the street, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But some men will just not walk up to you and say, well, boy, that this or that this or that, you know, on your body the way women have. I remember I was at work one time and this lady came walking with me in stride and she was like, well, you know, I sell, you know, the like shapewear.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
She literally pulled at the waist of my pants and she's like, yeah, I could get something that could fit you good. And so I stopped and I looked at her and I said, does my body offend you? Just like that.
Yes.
She was so shocked. That was not the response she was expecting. So she's like, no. I said, so why are you asking me about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I was like, enough is enough. I said, now who don't want to see me jiggle and swiggle?
Right.
Too bad for you.
Yes. And, you know, okay, so someone, a text message is asking, is saying that, oh, is there anything wrong? Stanley, there's nothing wrong with your body. I know that. I'm talking about the past. I'm talking about the journey to me becoming who I am. Listen, y'all think I got time to be faking around here and acting like I never had no obstacle, never had no less than feelings or whatever? I ain't got time for that. I telling y'all the real story. I'm not that type of talk show host or that type of coach. Okay? So I'm talking about that journey. That's how I felt in the past. I'm not talking about now. I know I'm a beautiful woman. I'm well aware of that. And boy, and this person just going on, boys. For the wicked bad. I ain't calling your name because you too out of order, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, yes, so I'm just saying that. And I'll tell you this. You said this too, Simone. There are slim women who have issues with their bodies too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, they're slim. Like, I remember at one point I was, you know, really trying to lose weight. And all women always trying to lose weight or something.
Doing something.
Yes. So I remember I was like, oh, well, you know what? I'm just waiting. I want to get to the size where I don't have to wear the shapewear, you know, the G word. And so a co-worker, she's slim. And she said, excuse me, I slim and I still is bad. I'm sorry. So it's me. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Real?
Oh, I know. All
that's right. Real.
Yes. What is on your mind today? We don't talk about good. We talking about body. We talking about shape. We talking about everything under the sun. What is in your heart and soul and mind? And okay, all right, the gentleman who's talking about the $10,000 and all that stuff. I'm calling your name. He said that we want, yes, okay, I read that piece. And then he said, if we're complaining now in the of the cost of living, can you imagine what it will cost for full stats of a first world status? Well, we could start small. Let's start with lightening the load on the off the Bahamian people. Let's start with energy. Let's start with how we could lower that, considering we have all these forms of energy that can be used. Can we start there? Anyway, let's go to a break. Brittany, right. Take me away.
It's the will.
That's right.
It's the will.
A legacy of leadership. Join the International Third World Leadership Association in partnership with the Miles and Ruth Monroe Foundation for Legacy Weekend, celebrating the legacy of Dr. Miles Monroe and other visionary leaders. November 8th to the 9th, experience three powerful events. ITWLA hosts Legacy Leadership Lectures, honoring distinguished global leaders. November 9th, the Miles and Ruth Monroe Foundation presents Legacy Walk to Remember. 5K and 10K routes along West Bay Streets, Nassau, Bahamas. Then join us for the Legacy Reunion Concert, featuring Grammy-winning gospel artist Yolanda Adams and Sherwin Gardner at the Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center.
Hey guys, it's Yolanda Adams. It's about to be a celebration, November 8th through the 10th at the Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center. I can't wait to see you. Come on.
Visit ITWLA.com for details. Don't miss Legacy Weekend.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. good for you.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
And we are back. And you know what? You know what's on the Guardian's mind today? All right, here we go. Join the Nassau Guardian as we celebrate our milestone, 180th anniversary on November 23rd, 2024. Beginning Monday, November 4th, and every day this month, we feature a blast from the past, highlighting pages from this oldest and most respected newspaper of record over the past 18 decades. Wonderful snapshots of a Bahamas transitioning from the abolition of slavery to the period of internal self-governance and independence and into the 21st century. Surprising keepsakes for history buffs or anyone who just loves the Bahamas. Actually, when I walked in today and I saw that, I was like, 180? Oh my God, that's amazing. That really is amazing, guys. So definitely tune in every Monday, every month. They say every day this month, I'm sorry, for Blast from the Past. I'm guessing that's going to be extremely interesting. All right. So we're back, and I see I have a caller. All righty. So caller, go ahead.
Hi, Mark.
I'm good. How are you?
You asked what's on my mind?
Yes.
Maybe this is kind of deep, but let's talk about gender wars.
Gender wars. Okay.
How the dynamics of men and women relationship changes flex, especially in the black Bahamian context.
Uh-huh.
You know, how it's so hard, like, really, like, dating and relating because everything is different now.
Okay. Tell me some more.
It's different because it almost seems like, you know, the dynamics of what's that role expectation of women and men,
mm-hmm.
and how that's been muddied and muddled and switched up.
Yeah.
So, particularly if you're someone who is more mature in
right.
the dating aspect. So, I'll give you an example. I went out on a date, I think, most recently,
mm-hmm.
and the gentleman asked me what I would like to drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, a food punch.
Mm-hmm.
I waited for 15 minutes being lambasted on why I should drink, like, wine or alcohol or anything like that. For 15 minutes. Like, this is the first date, right?
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, like, the expectation
hi.
Of...
Hi. Oh, hey, Simone, can you hear?
Yes.
Okay. Listening in. Okay, Carla, finish.
Mm-hmm. And the expectation of the fact that there is a certain type of woman now, like it's like that should, you know, be perceived, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think what I've seen in the new dynamics of men and women and trying to say if you're single, particularly a more mature woman,
mm-hmm.
now, in the fact that the money in culture, in right. world culture, and most mature women are independent. They do stuff for themselves. Then what's being portrayed as, okay, I'm going to need you to pay my rent, my hair, my nails, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Have a level of control. So just, and then how it seems like it's just totally like a war of the sexes.
Yeah, yeah, it does seem that way. And I know definitely what you're talking about. You know, this week there was a gentleman who had asked me, he's from another island. And so I'm taking him around. And so he gets in the car. And so he says, "Oh boy, Sandy, your car is a mess, man." Right? So he was like, "Listen, you got to get this car together." So I was like, yeah, I have to. So he said, but anyway, now when we're done, let me tell you what we're going to do. Let's go to the automotive store I'm going to go and get these items. And then I'm going to get this thing serviced and, you know, cause this is a problem, man. You got to get it together. And mind you, you know, and this wasn't a date or anything like that, but I'll tell you this. Okay. Y'all could say, "I think, see, that's y'all business. I ain't give a pump," but it felt good as a woman that I didn't have to do that.
But I don't think that's an expectation. Like, right. You talk about your father a lot, right?
Yes.
Like, for those of us who have fathers in their lives and stuff, there's an expectation to see. My father is a very good father. Like, I can right. get anything from my dad.
Yes.
He will show up. Case in point, I was dating a guy. Listen to me very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And my car got broken.
And Simone, jump in, because you noticed this up. Yeah, Ali, too. Go on.
Like, my car got broken into. Hear me when I said, I called the man that I was dating. Hear mm-hmm. me. Did you think? Can you reach out? When I called my daddy, my very good daddy.
Right away.
He came with his gun.
Mm-hmm.
He walked around the place to see if it was secure. He took the car, he cleaned up all the broken glass.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? He instructed my mother, like, take her to the airport, because I had a work trip and all that stuff. And I looked at that, right? And I was like, that is the type of man. That's a real man. I tell you, the man I was dating has not arrived yet.
Caller, there's someone who's texting, and they said that that's what it said, that you were, she was on a date with a boy. And then he said, after you were talking with your dad, and I guess what I was saying, that's what men do. So he said, no, you did not call the man you were dating. You called the boy that you were dating.
Well, and it's true, because that stood out to me, and I was like, okay, that he was my man. He was actually ex later.
Right. So maybe, you know, the dating process. And, of course, the dating process is when you get to see what people are all about. And that's why, too, like, you know, I know a lot of Bahamian guys say, y'all don't like this. Y'all like for the woman to date one person at a time. But for me, dating, I'm not talking about, you know, going in the bedroom. I'm talking about getting, to me, dating, the first part of it is actually talking. It's getting to know this person. It's spending, like, a little time with them to see if you want to date exclusively or move beyond. Because, see, these are the signs. These are the red flags right there.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so, because, see, and then we'll skip past these little things.
Right. And then you think it's going to get better? Or
yeah. And this goes for men too. Now, I ain't only talking about the women, about, you know, from that perspective. Like, I remember speaking to someone and they were saying that, oh, you know, they met this guy, this good guy, and blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, oh, okay, yeah, tell me about them. So they went on to say how, you know, this person calls him all the time and da, da, da. They call him all the time. And in my mind, I was like, wait, hold on. This would make them a good guy that they call you all the time. Back up, big soldier. Back it all up. But that's the point we at. They ain't doing nothing else. They just, as a matter of fact, I trying to figure out why you're calling me. You ain't got no work to do, eh? you ain't. I mean, I said, don't call me, but, bro, what is he doing? You ain't got nothing else going on? What happened there? But seriously, what do y'all think? Like, it's that dating stage, that get to know, that talk, because sometimes we miss these little things.
Yeah, like I remember, similar to the caller, you know, it's those moments where you're having a crisis that you would really see, well, you know, how is this person going to show up for me, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember this person, again, you know, kind of, I wouldn't say dating, but, you know, whatever we say in the Bahamas. And so I remember getting sick, you know, getting, actually, I had COVID.
Right.
And I mean, when I said I didn't hear from this person at all.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, nothing. They didn't even say, well, how are you feeling? Like, even if I had gotten that, I would have felt a little better.
Right, right.
They didn't even say, well, you know, you need any orange juice? You need anything? You need me to run to the store?
Mm-mm.
Nothing. I mean, and I've had girlfriends who would come and do it, and they leave it at the door. And they say, hey, yeah, you know, it's at the door. Like, where is your, A, concern?
Right.
And then B, effort. Because yeah, you want me to exert an effort toward you.
Right.
You know, by showing up, by being present, by, you know, whatever you are expecting from right, me. But then I'm at actually a low point. I mean, this isn't even something where it's like going out for Kong salad or something like that. Like, right, I'm at a low point for me personally. And you say you're interested in me. You say that you care, but you're not extending care.
Right.
And so for me, that is a red flag. It's a concern that, yes, you should pay attention to say, well, do talking, you yeah, know, or, yeah, or even going beyond that, being yeah, intimate, whatever, with these people who, you know, you've given up your essence and you get nothing back.
Yeah, that's why I said the dating stage, or and this even go for even little friendship. I mean, everything, you literally have to kind of slow it down, and you have to yes, watch. You have to watch people. You have to, you know, watch what they say, watch what they do, because I really believe that people tell you who they are before anything. If you just listen, you should be listening. Brittany, could you play the voice note for me, please?
How do you leave someone after 11 with you? It's kind of difficult. How do you get rid of them if they're living with you? I kind of like trying to get rid of this person right now. You make some moves and it's not the right moves, and you got to do what you got to do. But so much other stuff is hanging on to this thing. It's like it's so much other things connected. It's so tangled up right now. It's so complicated.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So that's what's on that person's mind. And of course, I'm sharing it, piggybacking off of what the caller said. So, you know, she said how to leave. And you see, this is why I make a whole business out of this. You know, people used to say, oh, Stanley, I know love coach. Come to when you know this relationship is a bunch of foolishness. I'm the person who you come to when you're trying to get out of the relationship. But what's that talking? I hear some chatter. That's on our side? Oh, that's outside. Oh, I gotta mind my own business. Okay. All right. So what I notice now, you know, answering the question that the person just said, how do you leave someone? First of all, it goes right back to what we're talking about, Simone. You have to, first of all, be rush into these relationships.
Yep.
And just as the person said, okay, well, you know, you have this tangle, then you bring these people into your house. And then mm-hmm, you bring them into how you make your money.
Sacred space, I call it.
Yeah. And so now they all tangle up and they play in this integral role in your life. And so now how do you let go? And the crazy thing about, you know, it's easy to get into, but it's really hard to get out. And in this country,
but it's not impossible.
Yes.
You just have to be prepared for the turbulence.
Yes. You know, and the thing about in this country, what I notice is that we will stay in toxicity even though it's killing us.
Yep.
We'll stay, boy, I got my shit all up right now. And I know the people, boy, because I know here last time they had my little video out when I was saying I didn't leave.
Oh,
I can leave that one today. Eye on your run yet. But in this country, we stay on a job that we hate. We stay on a job where we don't want to be. In this country, we stay around family members who mash us right up, who yep. treat us like garbage. Mothers yep. and fathers who are not there for us. Yet we say, oh, you're a child, you should go and da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And then we stay in these relationships too, where yep. we know we should go. Mm-hmm. It's almost like this culturally, we encourage staying in a place where we do not feel good about ourselves.
Because we are collectively dysfunctional.
Yes.
And we've not dealt with the pains that we have on the inside. And the freer we become, you know, we celebrate 51 years of independence. But are we really free?
Right.
You know, that's the question. We're not free. We're not free in our minds, as Marcus Garvey said. We're not free in our hearts. We are bound by so much trauma,
yeah,
generational trauma that keeps us, like you said, so it makes it look like all of this toxicity is normal, or it's what we deserve, and this is what you should do to stay. I had someone who I was actually dating, who was like, you know, couples go through stuff all the time, you know, and that's what you do. And I'm like, yeah, but it depends on the stuff you're going through. I don't mind rowing about the toothpaste and the toilet.
But these things, listen, wait, hold on. You know what I mean? Hold on, we got a caller, and you know, I done got only 4 minutes left. Okay, put the call through. Brittany, who we got on the line?
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening, ladies. How you doing?
We good. How are you?
Great.
What's on your mind?
I'm wondering how does, I'm listening to your show and what the women has to say, how do you measure quality?
Okay.
By which mean do you look at something and say this is quality?
Right.
Because I think quality first starts on what's in us. How right. we created a person that we consider quality. How do we measure quality? Is it by things that we could possess, or is it by what we have invested in to make us a better human being? And okay. in doing so, we could, like the old people always had the foresight. They could see a man in coat, suit, and briefcase is no good, no matter what he's driving. Nowadays, I'm asking the women, what do you see
okay.
that you consider quality? Do you have to go through so much pain before you realize? Or you just ignore what you see?
Okay.
I hang up and listen.
Thank you, darling. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is correct. I think... Mm-hmm. As women, listen, I'm so sorry you just called. Once again, Dwight, I need an hour and a half. Listen, as women, we lie. We lie. Hold on, I'm a behemoth. We does lie, for starters. We lie about what we want, what we need. We lie about what we see. But we lie about what we see. We see this stuff and we lie and we say that's not it. And listen, I done been down this road too, caller. I've been down this road because I don't want nobody come talking about, they see you doing that now. Okay. Sometimes, as women and men, we get to the point where we say, oh, we want to be in this relationship. And what they say, if you're hungry, you'll eat anything.
Hey.
So, yeah. Personally, for me, I like character.
Me too.
I like And not only character now, and that's not saying I want a man to provide. I surely do. I like men who provide. I like that provide and protect. I all into that. Hello. But yeah. I like men who are also gentle with me.
Good person, man.
Right. Are you gentle with me?
Mm-hmm.
You manhandling me?
Decent human.
Can I lean on you? And let me tell you now, well, you know, the man just says, I ain't giving him that. No. I come in too. I want to feel safe with this man. And I'm not talking safe only, physically safe. I want to be safe emotionally with this man. Can I be his baby? I am his baby. I am a lioness, but I surely won't be the kitty cat with him too. I ain't trying to be that. I'll be the lioness when it come down. I got to protect my man too and stand up with him. Oh, Lord. See, it's done 2 o'clock. Okay. Simone?
Yes, ma'am.
We got to end the show. I need an hour and a half.
That went really fast.
Okay, guys, listen. I want you all to follow me on Facebook. You can add me as a friend, Stanya D. That's Stanya, S-T-A-N-Y-A-D-E-E. And also, like, tell it to Stanya. I'm also having a, I don't know, it's not a patio sale. So I'm having a sale. Let me call it that. This is my mother's closet. My mom, what I learned is my mother was a pack rat. And we have Casper suits. I know if you all know, but Casper suits. But you should know about them Casper suits. I got all over 50 hats. Church hats. For sale. I have business suits. Lightly worn and a whole lot of them. The tags are still on them. We have shoes. I have scarves for days. I have decorations. We have the chargers, the plate chargers that you put on the table. We got table, listen, three-dimensional tablecloth. I got everything up in there. It's next week, but I'll talk more about it when I'm on the air next week. So next week, Sunday, from 4 to 6. I think that's it. Simone, thank you for being a part of the show. And, of course, Simone is on Facebook as well. Simone, how can people find you?
Yep, Simone the Strategist is the Facebook handle, but it's the Limitless Life Coach. Simone with two M's, middle initial L, B-O-W-E is the last name. You can find me on all of the social media platforms.
Someone talking about I run away from them because they asked me to cook. No, sir, you was asking me to cook every day. That's what every day God's saying, you're cooking. But listen, cooking is a love language. Okay, I ain't say I wasn't going to cook some, but every day, come on now, come on. Anyway, I think next week we probably need to talk about picking a mate. That's what we need to do. We're going to talk about picking a mate, a good quality man and woman. And you know, some of my female friends say, "Where to find? Where all the good men? Where all the men at?
Are around, you know."
Child, I know, because all that man what I see in the Chinese fire and liquor this morning, child, I know. But anyhow, I mean, a couple of them had all ankle bracelet. Man, y'all like gone, man. Y'all have a good day here. Tomorrow's my boy Digger. See you later.
The problem.